This is All Things Considered on member-supported Prairie Public. I'm Ashley Thornburg in studio with Minnesota State Auditor Julie Blaha, who is coming to discuss the findings of a recent State of Main Street listening tour. There were some stops across the state of Minnesota in the month of January. Julie, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So before we get into the findings, just very quickly, what is the role of the state auditor?
In Minnesota, we oversee our office almost $40 billion in local government spending. We do it with examinations like auditing and investigations, education, and we pull data together to help people make good decisions.
$40 billion.
Yeah, that's a good chunk of change.
Yeah, it is. So does that mean you are having regional looks, or are they more divided by, for example, industry? Because obviously you can't look at every budget line item for $40 billion.
Absolutely, absolutely. What we look at are some – we try to find big trends, right? So as we are taking a look at budgets, we look at some three basic things. We look at revenue, we look at expenditure, and we look at things like debt and reserves. So what's coming in, what's going out, and what's the bottom line?
And how would you say the state of Minnesota is doing in terms of what's going out versus what's coming in?
When we take a look at local governments, cities, townships, and counties, we see that over the past 20 years, when you look at real dollars, adjust for inflation, you see that things have been relatively stable. We see local governments making sure that their expenditures and revenue are relatively flat for the past two decades. Now, that's not easy. There have been all kinds of pressures like falling government aid and increasing needs from changing demographics. Still, they've used a lot of creativity, a lot of partnerships, and they've been able to basically keep it between the ditches when it comes to keeping things stable and consistent.
Is that necessarily good? Can't you make a case for we need to be increasing spending, for example, in infrastructure?
Oh, well, you certainly could. I think that for most people, you talk to a local government leader, their goal is to keep things consistent. They want to keep things stable. They want to keep things predictable. They want it to be nice and smooth and steady is their goal. And for the most part, they're reaching that. However, as we look at what's coming ahead, I think that when you look at an aging population, you're looking at aging infrastructure, and you're looking at things like climate change, we're going to have to really look at some bigger systemic solutions. Local people can be real creative. They can find lots of solutions, but they're only going to go so far.
What did you find? What are the main takeaways from the listening tour?
I would say that what I'm finding is that local control, I think we can make a case that it's been really successful. That when local governments have some flexibility in how they spend their money, when they have some options in how they raise their money, they seem to be handling that really well. But we're also seeing that if they can plan ahead, they do better. Surprises are a problem. Surprises are more expensive even than the ticket might say. If you're a small entity and you get surprised by a bill you didn't expect, well, you can't quite turn on a dime to try to address it. You know, you may have already spent some money somewhere else that, oh, if you'd known, you wouldn't have spent it. So now you've got to borrow, and that costs money. Or you have to put something off, and that can cost money. So we found that surprises can be particularly expensive. So when, say, a federal level or a state level creates a surprise for local government, I think it's really important that we do our best to mitigate that. For instance, I was glad to see that Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan are looking at including in their budget covering the costs of the errors in billing from the Department of Human Services. The state can handle an error like that a lot easier than local government can. But also, I think what we found was that partnerships are particularly effective. We see a lot of local governments sharing equipment, coming together in cooperatives to deliver things like human services. But long term, if we have to prepare for things like, say, climate change, for instance, we're going to need some systemic cases. When it comes to climate change, we're seeing big impacts of water. We're seeing a lot of people talking about water. We hear that all the time. And so the state of Main Street, if we're not careful, financially could be underwater and literally underwater if we don't plan for climate change.
Do you have to cooperate sometimes with a state that would share, for example, a border? The Red River separates Minnesota and North Dakota. A flood there would impact both states. But you're the Minnesota State Auditor.
Well, I'm a fan of all of our friends across the Midwest. And so, yeah, whenever we can cooperate, especially when you're talking about things, since, yes, rivers, water, they don't necessarily pay attention to political boundaries. So it's really important that we all keep that in mind, that the more we can work together, the more efficient we'll be, mm-hmm. and the more likely we'll get a solution that actually works long term. So I think where we're seeing cooperation in, say, river valleys, particularly, mm-hmm. And on flood mitigation, I think you do see a much better use of our fiscal resources.
So what will your office be doing with these takeaways? Okay, you learned local control can be impactful. Now what?
Right. And so our job is to pull that data together and then get it out so people can use it. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we do is at the legislature, for instance, at the Capitol, we'll go down there and we're sharing this with our state leaders. We're making sure that we are getting this out to local leaders too, especially the idea about planning. We're seeing that places that plan well seem to have better success. So we want to support programs like the Pollution Control Agency has a grant program that helps people come together and help plan for climate change. Mm-hmm. And I think those are things that we can lift up and help local leaders use. And we also want to make the information available so that if you are someone, say, just getting involved in local decision making, you can pull our numbers and use them. You go to our website, you can pull the data down, the raw data down, and then organize it the way that makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. Then if you find a great trend, we hope you call us back and let us know what you find.
Obviously, your job is largely in part putting this data out there, but do you ever have any say in, for example, in Minnesota, we have the big urban population in the Twin Cities, and mm-hmm. then a lot of the rest of the state is rural. Do you have any say in that urban-rural split when it comes to access to financial resources?
You know, one of the opportunities we have, since our office works exclusively with local government, is if there's going to be a rural and urban connection, mm-hmm. We're more likely to see it in that local level. For instance, we had a listening session in Thief River Falls. And we heard a lot about places where the DNR owns property that the county can't tax, and so that's off the books. They said, if people understood, I wish people knew that some of this is off the books. Then we went to St. Paul, and they said, you know, we can't tax anything at the Capitol. If people understood, that's off the books. There are places where we have a lot in common at, mm-hmm. in local government level. But ultimately, as far as authority, my best work is getting the information into other people's hands so they can make the decisions. And so if I can get it out there and help that local control, help people make choices close to home, that's my best work. It's not about me telling you what you need to do. It's my job giving you the tools so that you'll come up with a better solution that's customized for where you are.
State Auditor Julie Blaha speaking with us about the state of finances in Minnesota. This is All Things Considered on Prairie Public.